In the criticisms of some of his contemporaries, which Orwell wrote even earlier than Animal Farm, his recurrent theme was their failure to protest against the world they lived in. This is the whole burden of his longest and most serious piece of literary criticism, written in 1940 on Henry Miller, and he called it Inside the Whale, to illustrate this same point that Miller had failed in his duty to protest, had performed the essential Jonah act of allowing himself to be swallowed, remaining passive, accepting. In the same essay, he criticized a line of Mr. Auden's poem, Spain. The conscious acceptance of guilt in the necessary murder, with the comment that it could only be written by a person to whom murder is at most a word. Personally, I would not speak so lightly of murder. It is odd, then, to find that in Animal Farm he does speak just so lightly of murder, that in fact he places on record a score of murders without a measurable flicker of emotion in excess of Mr. Auden's. It is odder still, at first sight, to find Animal Farm subtitled A Fairy Story, for we are accustomed to think of the fairy story as the escapist form of literature par excellence. In what sense can Animal Farm properly be called a fairy story? It tells how the animals captured the manor farm from its drunken, incompetent farmer, how they changed its name to Animal Farm and established it as a model community in which all animals were equal, how two pigs, Napoleon and Snowball, gained control of the revolution and fought each other for the mastery, how the neighbouring humans reacted and counterattacked and were beaten off, how Napoleon ousted Snowball and declared him a traitor, how economic necessity compelled the animals to compromise with the human system, how Napoleon negotiated an alliance with the human enemy and exploited it to establish his personal dictatorship, how the farm learned that some animals are more equal than others, and their last state was as bad as their first, and how the ruling pigs became daily more and more indistinguishable from their human neighbours. There is little here at first sight that we associate with the fairy story. There is no element of magic, once the initial convention of zoomorphism is accepted. There is no happy ending, except one for the villains. There is no Prince Charming or Maiden in Distress or sentimental interest of any kind beyond the personal tragedy of the cart-horse boxer and the frivolous vanity of the white mare Molly.